Welcome to From Passion to Purpose, the podcast where we dive deep into the inspiring world of nonprofit organization and the incredible individuals who lead them. I'm your host, Shama, and I'm thrilled to take you on this journey of exploration and discovery. We all have moments when we strongly desire to make a positive impact, give back to our community, and change the world for better. For many, that desire evolves into a passion, a driving force that compels us to take action. This podcast is about the journey from the initial spark of passion to the fulfillment of a higher purpose. So let's jump in and begin our exploration. Hi, I'm here with Helen Banks Rautan. She is the Director of Development and Community Relations at KidVantage. Welcome, and please tell us a little bit about you and about KidVantage.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate this opportunity. So I've been in development and human services for quite some time and had the real pleasure of becoming the first person hired at KidVantage, formerly Eastside Baby Corner. That was a little over 15 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So we have evolved from Eastside Baby Corner and really helping families and providers in mostly East King County at that point in time. And we are now in almost all of King County, except for Seattle area. Pierce, Snohomish, Kitsap, and Mason counties we're serving kids at. And we have locations in Issaquah, which has always been our traditional home, and Kent, Bremerton, and Shoreline. And just looking at where we've been this past year, our unduplicated numbers of children and a small percentage of expectant mothers assisted this past year was 15,091 were able to provide tangible goods. And that's our particular niche, different from a lot of other organizations. So we work with almost every school, early learning, food bank, and other social service agencies in the area. And they are able to order the tangible goods, food, diaper, well, baby food, formula, diapers, school supplies, clothing, bedding. Those are the kinds of things, that's the stuff, as our founder used to say, that families need to be able to take care of their children, and children need to be healthy and safe and be able to thrive. So we work directly with those partners. They order what a family needs in order to meet those needs, and then pick up the goods that we procure either through donations or by purchasing. Volunteers package them once a week. Those are picked up by a provider, delivered to the family, and we do it all over again the next week for 50 weeks a year.
Wow. So you must have a huge warehouse for all this stuff.
Well, multiple ones, yeah. So our place in Issaquah has been provided for us, or is at least partially provided for us, by Rally Properties, which is a family-owned business in Issaquah. And they have started providing space over 30 years ago for KidVantage and continue to support us by helping us with that space today. It is now grown to about 11,000 square feet here in Issaquah. We have another 5,000 square feet in Shoreline. The Bremerton and Kent sites are much smaller, about under 2,000 square feet. But it does take a lot of space because we, like this past year, we distributed, if you count every single diaper and every single diaper wipe, which we do in order to be able to track what we're doing, we distributed about 7.5 million items last year.
That also demonstrate the need being so great.
So great. And it has continued to climb since the pandemic, but this past year was actually the biggest jump of all. At times from fourth quarter 2022 and all the way into 2023, we saw go as high as 50% higher over the year previously. By the time that we got to the end of the year and we had to put in some, like a little kind of lane bumpers, if you think of a bowling alley, and we put a little bumpers on in order to help make sure that all of our distribution was equitable, then we saw services rise about 34% over the previous year, which was over 30% over the year before that. So yeah, people in our area are struggling. It is very hard for a family to make ends meet, even if they have one or more working adult in the family, because of the cost of living and, you know, the disparity between what we think of as a living wage that you can take care of your family, pay your rent, pay transportation, pay for food, and what people are able to make at a minimum wage around here or even multiple is huge. And it's a gap. And that is very hard for families to make that gap close on their own. That's what we're here for.
Yeah. So how would a family access some of those items from you?
So they would work with a provider that could be a nurse at their school, could be a family connection center at their school, could be the family support specialist and the Head Start classroom, various housing. It could be the housing manager or it could be their case manager, but it would be with someone that they're engaged with or could be engaged with in an emergency services level to a long-term level. And that if that program is part of the KidVantage circle, then they would be able to put in an order for that family.
So do you rely heavily on volunteers, I'm assuming, to bag all these? Okay.
Yeah, we have a huge amount of volunteers from what we think of as, you know, like a regular corps kind of volunteer that comes in and they have their own job, they have their own area that they handle, to groups from Microsoft or other corporations around here. So I haven't seen the hours yet. We haven't managed to total them yet for 2023, but I would guess it was a little over 25,000 volunteer hours donated last year.
Wow. Well, let me ask you this, since you partner, so you're kind of the middle ground, I guess, because the caseworkers or whoever, they will come and pick up the supplies and then they deliver. So how do you manage to capture the impact, the stories from the recipient side of it?
Well, of course, you hit on one of our challenges there. You know the situation, because we don't work with those families directly. So we don't have access to them in that kind of way. So what a lot of that is, we work with those providers. So just that, like our fundraising events, we will invite some of the providers to come and speak, and they're able to speak. And it really captures everything that we do when they can, because they can tell the story about what happened when they brought the goods to a parent or when they gave a child a holiday gift order and what it felt like. But they can also talk about how having those tangible goods enhances their work. So like if they're a home visitor and they're able to come to a family and they're bearing diapers or quilts and bedding or clothes, then it helps them build trust. It helps them keep that family in their services longer. It improves communication between scheduled visits. It helps that family start to have enough relief from some of the really toxic stress that builds up in pressure situations, so that the family then can maybe connect better with that provider and say, you know, maybe move into permanent housing, help do the kind of job training that they need to do, other kinds of support systems. So they're able to talk about how getting goods from KidVantage helps them do their job, and then how it impacts that at the family and at the child level as well. Our late founder, Karen Ridline used to say, you know, she would tell the story behind the label. So if you think about a bag of clothing and it's got a little label on it, and all it might say is the, you know, the child's first name, but it says their height, their weight, their age, their shoe size. And then maybe it'll have a note like only loves pink. And we try to do that. Or maybe she can read, you know, and maybe for a family, they had to order diapers every single week for a month. That tells a story about what's going on with that family if we look behind that. So some of it is like, bring yourself, engage with those people and find your own empathy and understand, because almost everybody can relate to some part of what we do. They went without a toy when they were little, or they know how much it meant to have that special coat. And you know, make your own connection. And that's what we help people do. And we find that that really engages them for a long time.
Yeah. And I think sometimes it, you know, it helps when you see the direct impact as a volunteer, as a donor. And so I can see how, you know, collaborating with these providers to ensure that you can capture some of the impact that your work is having is essential to keep it going. How many providers do you have that you give products to?
It's right around 200. So it's 82 agency partners. And then under that would be the various sites. So Bellevue School District, every school that is ordering first is a site, and each site will have, sometimes they each have a provider associated with it, but sometimes there's like an administrative person that takes in all of the orders from different people working for them. So it's 282 sites, about 200 providers, and 82 agency partners.
Wow. And how many staff do you have? Full-time staff?
Full-time? You're going to make me count on my fingers.
Oh.
I think we're at 7 full-time. Maybe that's 8. We have only a total of 20 employees across 4 locations. Well, 5 locations, because admin has their different set of offices. So we do not have very many staff. That goes to that volunteer level.
Since you're spread out, it's kind of being able to make sure you're sharing the same messaging throughout all the sites. Everybody's sharing the same story or the brand. How do you manage all that?
You know, I would go look at our executive director, our whole way we have set everything up. It is very easy when you have remote locations for people to start to feel separate. So we have put a lot of effort into, we have a weekly meeting where everybody shows up, some in person, some on the TV, but we're always there. We do a few different in-person things across the year where we gather everyone together. The senior director of programs and myself, we go out to the other sites, and we also have some of the different program people move back and forth. It takes a lot of work. There's been times when it's been a little bit of a challenge. And, you know, one of the biggest challenges is being embedded in different communities and not having enough staff to do that effectively. There's only so many hats that even the most amazing nonprofit unicorn can possibly wear at one time, and to spend time in the community. So those are real big challenges for us.
So how do you communicate with the, not just the providers, but the community, all these various communities? Do you do newsletters, or do you have a big social media presence? What kind of tools do you use?
Whatever we can grab. So we do a monthly e-news. I do a printed newsletter 3 times a year, a printed and electronic annual report. We do Instagram and Facebook. We do work, send out a lot of, we try to access channels that are already in existence. So like neighborhood blogs, access like HOA newsletters. We work with the reporter newspapers, which are mostly online in East King County, but a lot of places are still printing their weekly newspaper. And I try to make sure that we have stories. We've started developing a relationship with a couple of our different agency partners to see if we can to find ways to jointly create an interesting story that we could get a larger news outlet to pick up on, because of it being, you know, doing a combination story. So we're looking at building more of those partnerships. We are ready to jump on any kind of bandwagon, like to find ways to help tell our story to a broader section of the public.
Do you, this is sort of a, I guess, a personal question in a sense that I would love to know, what kind of legacy would you like to leave behind as a nonprofit leader?
Oh, that's a hard one. So, I mean, I've really invested a lot in this organization. I've been in a lot of places before, but this is a little bit hard for me. So the woman who founded KidVantage, Karen Ridline, she passed away last August. And really knowing her and she was a big reason why I came and a big reason why I stayed. And her deep passion, her commitment, but also just her practical get it done kind of way of doing things. I mean, what she's done has been amazing. And she really made me feel that I was in the place to help her expand and carry on the work that she had started. And so I guess for me, my legacy is that when I'm ready to move on, that KidVantage will be in a place to continue as long as this world needs what we do. I may, at a large level, I may be thinking, I wish we didn't exist because I wish it was a more equitable, just world, and that there were not kids out there who didn't have a diaper to put on. But as long as that exists, then I want KidVantage to be there and to be reliable, dependable, welcoming, equitable, a part of communities, a part where people can come in and help their neighbors and where families can access the help they need without an additional barrier. They don't have to fill out another application. No one's going to ask them anything more. They've already done it. And I just want to make sure we're stable and we're able to do that as long as we're needed.
I hope so too, very much. Which brings me to, what can the community do to help KidVantage?
So that's, you know, if you're near one of our hubs, then volunteer. Come and donate the goods your kids have outgrown. Those are some really simple ways to get involved. Kids as young as 12 can volunteer as long as they're with an adult until they're 14. And after that, they can come and volunteer. So it's one of the advantages, because we are doing direct service, but we're not working directly with clients at any one point in time. So people of all ages, we have people who are Well Plus 80, who are there every single week and volunteering. There are kids as young as 12 who are there every single week volunteering. So it is a great way to get involved. We accept donations through drives. Just in the fall and in winter, my department managed 107 drives, collection drives, to bring in everything from toys to winter coats. Start a drive, you know, great way to get people in your neighborhood, your school, your house of faith, whatever involved. Those are all ways that you can support us. And you can, you know, come to our fundraising events as well and donate money. I'd be remiss as a development director if I didn't mention that.
So tell me about your fundraising events. Do you have some that's a signature that you do every year? Or
yeah, we have our major one is the Helping Kids Thrive Luncheon. It is in the fall. This year it'll be November 1st, Friday, November 1st. We do it at the Maidenbauer Center in Bellevue. And it's a, you know, we seek people to be table captains, and then they take that on as a volunteer role and invite others that they know to come and be at their table. We're bringing back an event this year that we piloted in 2019. We were all ready to go in 2020. It was a spring event. And that didn't happen. So we have decided to bring it back because we do have a lot of people who also enjoy just a fun evening out, you know, have a lot of fun with their friends while they're doing some good for the community. And that's that I don't have a date and it's still in process, but it will be this May or early June, and it will be lots and lots of fun. I promise.
Awesome. Well, I'm definitely going to add the website to this podcast so people can keep an eye out for this fun event and follow you guys on social media and sign up for newsletter would be another good way to, I guess, stay in touch. So
absolutely.
Helen, thank you so much for your time and for
you.
All that you're doing at Kidvantage. I mean, that's just amazing. And it's what a legacy that she left behind. I mean, wow. That's.
There's very few things I'm more passionate about than my work and my ability to try to make the world just a little bit better place every single day.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe. Also, now available, Nonprofit Fundraising Lessons from the Trenches, authored by me. You can find it on Amazon or go directly to my website, caseforsupportconsulting.org. And hope this book will be a great guide to help you elevate your cause. Thank you, and we'll see you again on From Passion to Purpose.